Here we have a list of typical definitions for the p norm, or p equal to 1 to an infinity. There are of course other ways of defining it, but this is probably the most common way of defining vector p norms. Given a vector p norms, we can also induce matrix p norms. They're called an induced matrix norm. For example, a transformation A has an induced p norm defined as the ratio of the AX p norm over X p norm. Now, in typical cases when p equal to 1 to infinity, we can calculate this induced norm very easily. For example, induced 1 norm is the maximum column sum of the matrix, and induced infinite norm is the maximum of the row sum. And of course, the 2 norm is the maximum eigenvalues of A star A, which is fairly standard.